It's gonna
if it doesn't come yet, it can,
we can do it second hand.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it? Cool. Sweet. Well, he's got the sweatshirt on again.
Oh, my BC boys came through the victory.
It's been great.
Did you watch them before BC. You got the sweatshirt?
No.
Of course not.
Because they weren't in any bowl games.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
There was a big break. I would have watched them before. Anyways. No, they played great.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
But it's tomorrow there's a game, and what's tomorrow's game?
IU plays tomorrow. IU plays.
Oh, is it the
Pinstripe
Bowl? Who
plays tomorrow
bowl?
Evening?
Sorry, Chick. I always have you on the echo.
Who plays tomorrow evening?
It's creepy. Well, there are all these.
I need help.
Bowly bowls. They're the big
get
ones.
Some
are,
money. Get some money. Yeah, you need to lay down.
No, there's somebody told me a story about night. A bowl game that's going to happen Wednesday night and something really cool. That's and I need someone to trigger the memory.
Yeah, Indiana Utah Foster Farms Bowl, 8:30 tomorrow night.
Okay, go another one. None. That's it.
Nope. Texas A&M Kansas State.
And what bowl's that?
Advocare V100 Texas Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, I believe.
Definitely not that one.
Oh, I bet it's the Russell Athletic Bowl you're talking about.
Oh, there yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay.
They're
okay,
very instrumental in...
I'll wait.
Yeah,
I'll wait until Jason gets back.
Are we rolling?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we're rolling.
Minute 25, 26, 27. Is he running the sweeper?
That.
Oh, no, it's
no,
the printer.
No, that was the printer. I did run the sweeper, though.
The plane's flying right now.
The janitorial staff came in today, and I emptied emptied the trash. And
Sorry. Very excited.
It's the Chick McGee Show After Dark, brought to you by, let's talk about Bowl and Branch. Oh, how soft are those sheets?
Another bowl.
Speaking of bowls, why doesn't Bowl and Branch have a bowl? Why don't they
bowl?
Do that?
Mm-hmm, they should.
From bedding to blankets, everything at Bowl and Branch, 100% organic cotton, which means they start out super soft, and then they get even softer over time. I don't know what it is, but when I talk about the softness of sheets and things, I use my East Coast accent.
Love to buy sheets.
It's so soft. I just bought some sheets from Bowl and Branch.
Yes.
A couple days ago, and I put them on my bed today. Was that? I've just been so busy recently that I forget what I've done when.
Uh-huh.
You buy directly from Bowl and Branch. Essentially, you're paying wholesale prices. That's right. Who doesn't like a bargain, especially with your luxury sheets? You know, Oprah says, treat yourself first, and start with sheets and towels.
Yeah, invest in the things you use every day.
That's exactly
I think
right.
is what she said, actually.
Luxury sheets can cost up to, and I think she was talking about sheets and towels.
I know she was.
You know, luxury sheets can cost up to $1,000 in the store, but Bowl and Branch sheets, only a couple hundred bucks. And everyone who tries Bowl and Branch sheets loves them. That's why they have thousands of five-star reviews. And Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Bowl and Branch. Even three United States presidents sleep on Bowl and Branch sheets, shipping free, and you can try them for 30 nights. And if you don't love them, which is unheard of, send them back for a refund, but I doubt that you'll want to send them back. There's no risk. You need to give them a try. Here's what we're going to do, because we're the Chick McGee Show, and tonight's a special evening recording of the podcast. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Right now, everybody who loves the Chick McGee Show, you get $50 off your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com. Use the promo code podcast1. Go to bowlandbranch.com today. $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code podcast1. One more time. He read it. I didn't have a pencil. Does anyone use a pencil anymore?
I love pencils.
Oh,
I
every like day.
Pencils. I love the number two. I feel bad for the number one lead, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? BowlandBranch.com, B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code podcast1. And show your love for the Chick McGee Show by putting podcast1 on there.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not, that's not the one.
That's not the one. No, it didn't, feel like the one. No. See, would you know that I had shoulder surgery? Had you guys not known I had shoulder surgery?
Not at all.
It's weird, isn't it?
I think he's bragging.
No, I just would have thought that you'd lost complete feeling in your right arm.
What are you talking about?
God!
Stop.
This part of my hand's a little numb. No, it's...
No, I know. You look fine.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
This is creeping me out.
It's an evening show.
Oh, yeah. Got the lights down.
How are you not going to play George Michael Fate? Come on.
Oh.
I was out of the room. No one said anything to me.
Or Star Wars.
We hadn't talked about it yet.
Yeah, Carrie
Fisher.
We
had another death today. You guys, I just found out that
oh no,
Dr. Seaver died like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Alan Thicke, yeah.
Alan Thicke died.
Barely, oh. Not even 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh, it was like the 10th.
No, it was after the 10th.
You want to bet?
17th. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think
I follow his son, Robin.
Okay, hang on. Put money on the table.
I bet here,
the 10th? That seems awful early.
Maybe it was the 12th.
Now we're moving it up.
It was the 10th or the 12th.
Alan, Jason, you say what, 17th?
It wasn't the 10th. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What are you saying?
What are we wagering after on this? Is that legal?
Sure. Okay.
December 14th.
See, now I've got 13th
wrong
over
twice.
Here.
Twice.
I was wrong.
I've got 13th over here.
I'm sorry. Oh, it was 13th?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Robin didn't post until.
She can't even get the wrong one right.
I can't.
He died from a rupture of a major artery.
Yeah, it's a very rare thing. And he was playing hockey with his son
right.
when it happened.
Yeah.
Suck.
Robin,
suck.
Robin Thicke? Is that his? Yeah.
Robin is his son.
The guy who stole.
Ooh, the tent starts off. And everybody watch out.
Got to give it up.
Did they lose? Did they?
I think they did. Yeah, I think they didn't. Have we played that?
No, it's not.
The difference? Okay.
It's okay.
Screw it. Really long intro.
It's a very long intro. I watched it last night.
It's good one. Such a long intro.
The needle's going on the record right now.
Oh, this is.
Oh, got a record player for Christmas.
Oh yeah,
love it.
What record do you have?
I'm slowly gathering.
Takes time.
Got some vinyl, yeah. Huh?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like it's got to be a good album.
I was gonna
it's
say,
so expensive.
You could easily drop.
I don't know if this would be good.
Remember
on
what is Revenge? Right? He has on his jacket. I know that
He's got a body like you. He's got those like cowboy boots, and he's tapping them against the jukebox.
Do you have a George Michael?
I did it on a podcast.
You
one.
Did it a long time ago. I remember it.
I got the hip
shake. He's got a George Michael shimmy.
I know you have the Justin Bieber pose, the thoughtful pose. Is it better than that?
It's much better, but let's all hope Justin Bieber doesn't die anytime soon, so we don't have to do that. Right, guys?
Fingers crossed.
J. Biebs.
Yeah. Really? You're on a JB basis with Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah. J. Biebs.
I hate the whole shoddy thing or whatever.
Shoddy! Uh-huh.
Who says that?
No one. That did not catch on it whatsoever.
Wait,
be my shoddy.
Did he say that?
No. Biebs.
I think it does have. I think it has.
No,
caught
on. No.
That didn't pop.
No.
Shoddy's been
Tupac
around forever.
Said that 15 years ago. Yeah. Let's just
it's
be
not
clear.
Even, it's not even hit. And even and even then, I don't think it became part of.
Not. I mean, it in hip hop culture, it was.
But don't you want to hang up the phone and
not in Noblesville,
in Knob City? Thank you very
Knob
much.
Knob City.
Your boy's like, hey, who's on the phone? You're like, oh, my little shoddy was on the phone. Sorry.
No, that sounds dumb. That just
shorty
sounds dumb.
Shorty wanna be a thug. Oh, that's God. Shorty wanna be a thug is a Tupac song.
Are you ready? You guys? Does anybody want to guess what year Tupac died?
Yeah,
96.
90,
I was
90,
gonna say 98.
95.
I was gonna say
96.
No, it was 96.
Yeah, I'm gonna default to him.
I would
he probably
say
97, knows.
97, but
96.
96. Good job.
I thought it was more recent than that, but yeah. 1996.
Braves won the World Series in 95. Tupac died in 96.
What was the song, Jess? Shawty.
Shorty wanna be a thug. You guys laugh. I listen to Tupac on the way to school every single day.
Oh, that's right.
Day.
You know all these.
I know a lot of Tupac songs.
Impressions as a writer.
So I guess this is appropriate. This is the year-end wrap-up in 2016. Of course, this is going to continue to happen. I mean, people are going to start.
People are
going to
die.
People are going to start passing
this
away.
This year, it was Bowie, Prince, and George Michael. The Grim Reaper
like...
came in with guns blazing.
Well, I even
Glenn Frey.
And Glenn Frey. I'm sorry, Glenn Frey.
I mean, and jumped the. I mean, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that was
quite
a big
possibly
one.
Of all those people.
And the astronaut. There was an astronaut that died.
Louis Armstrong.
No.
Louis Armstrong never went to the moon.
Glenn.
It was Glenn. It was John Glenn.
No, being serious.
John Glenn.
That might have been December 10th.
Was it really?
It could have been.
God.
Okay, I've got everything. Dan Haggerty.
No shit.
Grizzly Adams. That's
right.
Oh,
that's who that is.
Yeah, and Grizzly Adams had a beard.
How dare you?
I'm just saying, you guys. They're gonna have to add 30 minutes onto the Grammys this year.
They kissed. Yeah.
Remember, someone said that. Someone show. They should have started it already.
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams would kiss his bear in the beginning of the Grizzly Adams show. Remember?
No, I don't.
By bear, I mean vagina. And it's a girl he's living with. No, it was a big bear that they had a. You know, I need to apologize right here at the start of the Chick McGee Show.
Okay. Oh, no, we're 10 minutes in, baby.
No. Welcome to the Chick McGee Show. It's our year-end wrap-up. It's after dark here. We've never done a show this late, have we?
That was nice.
Thanks.
And yes, we don't have cough or burp buttons.
We gotta get on those. But I have been.
I haven't had a beer in a while.
I've been on vacation for a week and a half. I had shoulder surgery 2 weeks ago. 10 days ago, and I haven't I haven't talked to a human being other than Vibbert a couple times.
I know, but you are in surprisingly good spirits.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, if I talk, I know I get. And I'm working on it, talking too much during this show anyway.
You're super excited.
It's yours.
I know, but I need to let you guys speak as well. And I need to apologize because I am just bubbling over with, hi, I want to be talking into a microphone. And, yeah,
right,
so,
right. And sorry. I mean, you haven't had a mic in your face in a while.
No, yeah. It's been quite a while. Yeah. You need to teach me or write it down, the steps I'm recording, because I'm going to come in here one night. After I have one of these dreams I've been having, and I'm going to pop that mic on and...
Yeah, I'll make one just as a Chick's dream file.
And I'm just going to put everything... Okay, where were we?
All the dead people.
Pat Harrington?
Nope.
Schneider from Bonnie Franklin?
Can we do ones we know?
One Day at a Time. It was based in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Is she out?
Nora's out. I got to go find
Nora's
her.
Out in front.
Are you serious?
Let's let her in. Maybe we should just... And let the big girls in, too. They can...
She's sitting on the sidewalk.
She literally... You guys, this isn't a joke. She gets out from the back fence
and we
runs around...
To the corner of the house.
To the corner of the house where we record and barks until Jeff comes and gets out.
She knows we are on the... That's hilarious. I hate it when I do this. The east... Northeast corner of the house.
Yeah, we are.
This is the north...
This is northeast.
Oh, that's straight north?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's straight north.
I guess
north,
I didn't realize that. Okay, is, I didn't realize.
Okay, Pat Harrington, David Bowie, Dan Haggerty. Hi,
hey, Nora.
Hey, Nora. Did you let the big girls in, too?
No, do you want me to?
We'll do it at the break.
We'll do it at the break. Gene Wilder.
Remember? Yes.
Oh, that's a shitty one. God. Yeah, that was rough.
Hugh O'Brien.
Did you read his book? Did you finish Gene's book?
I haven't yet. Oh, okay. I haven't gotten to
and
that nice
that called?
Place yet. Kiss Me Like... Excuse me.
I was like, damn, he's not even going to get to the
title. Kiss Me Like a Stranger. Robert Vaughn, Florence Henderson.
Oh, yeah, that's a fresh one.
Fidel Castro.
Body's still warm.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, Fidel. Yeah, that was a rough one, too.
You won't hear on any other end-of-the-year shows, such and such died. Oh, there's a fresh one. Yeah. Body's still warm.
Fidel Castro, did I say that? Here's the thing. Do you think more celebrities have died in the month of December than any other month?
I don't know.
That's a possibility.
Why do you say so?
Because I feel like a lot of people have died in December.
Okay. Right.
Are you drunk already? You had a half Modelo.
No, I don't think I don't think so.
John Glenn, Fidel Castro, Van Williams. You guys know who Van Williams is? Mm-hmm. He played the Green Hornet on... where Batman was on TV back in the late 60s. Okay.
No shit.
Alan Thicke, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, Zsa Zsa. Yeah, Zsa Zsa.
What's the joke? Somebody, it might have been Dyer, who said, oh, I remember the pig on Green Acres? And
yes.
I said, Arlen? Arnold? And he goes, no, Ava Gabor.
He did.
So, yeah.
You made him do it twice.
I did. I made him do it twice.
It was that good.
And Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And that, what that.
That was, that's, talk about still.
Yeah, that
one. Wow, that's like hours old, right?
Yeah, that's sad. I always liked her. She was a beautiful woman.
Red pepper hot, man.
Yeah,
back
you liked
Star
her?
Wars. Yikes.
And she was...
Smoke show.
Batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bipolar is the
but have you ever read that quote? Yeah, have you ever read that? I'll find it real quick. But she... It took her a long time to embrace and saying, you know, I have a mental illness and this is it. Actually, I think the last few years...
Alan Rickman.
In the last few years, she had a one-woman show where she talked about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly
Alan
right.
Rickman, we just watched Love Actually. I made the kids watch it.
Harry Potter?
No, Love Actually.
Did I mention Prince again? We were all talking about Prince.
That was April, wasn't it?
Yeah, Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond Except Me. I hated that show. I still
I want to know where the format is and the proof that you get a highly unattractive guy, a semi to hot woman that fucking hates his guts,
King of Queens.
Make them married.
I was thinking the same thing.
But they're all that way. It's yeah. not yeah. just, I mean, yeah. King of Queens was the most extreme version, I'd say.
Like she.
You know what I mean? But it was just like that. The bitchy wife every time.
You have no idea. Why did these two ever get married? Mm-hmm. You know?
And
she
it's one of those things.
Obviously can't fucking stand.
If he'd have had money, sometimes that happens.
Right.
But he drove a delivery truck.
Yeah, a delivery truck. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's such a bizarre thing. So weird.
Who's the grandma from Everyone Loves Raymond?
Doris Roberts.
Yeah, Chick and I watched Grandma's Boy. And I remembered it being way funnier than
Bless his heart. I go, hey, what movie you want to watch? Let's watch. And Grandma's Boy, that thing just trudged on forever. No, it was okay. It had a couple of.
Carrie Fisher said, I am mentally ill. I can say that. I'm not ashamed of that. I survived that. I'm still surviving it. But bring it on. Better me than you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, she seemed to.
That was extreme. Yeah, that was.
She seemed to wear it well, I guess, if that's a way to put that.
No, I just think that she was a good advocate for, you know, like, I'm mentally ill and I'm incredibly talented and I'm going to talk about it. Where I feel like, who are we talking? Oh, Jane Pauley is kind of the opposite, where she's like, she's been open about it, but she hasn't been as boisterous about it.
Is no. Jane Pauley?
Jane Pauley's bipolar, yeah.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What help is you. Her problem?
Apparently,
can I
too.
Help you?
Who was I talking to? I forget who it was. I was telling them about my mom.
But you know what? One quick thing. Okay. That's not the first time that she's barked at nothing in the
true.
Doorway.
Yeah, that's
oh, that's true. And stared right at us.
I don't know
that's
who's right. here.
And that wasn't a bark. That was
no
a
offense,
bit of a howl.
Carrie Fisher.
I was going to say Carrie Fisher might be here.
Carrie Fisher's here.
You think it's a benevolent or a malevolent?
No, got to be benevolent.
Got to be benevolent.
Yeah.
Have you been leaving your toilet lids open?
I've not.
Okay.
I've not. Right. I've fallen into that habit. I have them all.
That's
shut.
A good habit to have.
Yeah. Plus, spirits. You know, plus if there are
But
any
she
floaters,
didn't say anything about spirits. She said it's just very unsanitary. That's all she said.
You think she was talking about actual feces or spirits? See, spirits. I thought it was spirits. I just assumed spirits.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fuck with a spirit that's coming through the toilet.
No, but think of the they feel at home in a toilet. Isn't it Ghostbusters when I'm living in the toilet or is that the tub?
No, but I saw the scene from
Harry Potter?
No.
Moaning Myrtle.
Grandma's Boys?
No. It was like a cult classic movie from the 70s. There was one, and then there was a two.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mad Libs with Jess.
I feel like there was a high school scene somewhere. It was pretty vulgar for the time.
Porky's?
Yes, thank you. I was going to say Piggies, but I didn't want to share. But isn't there a scene where there's a scene in a movie somewhere like that time?
Puts his dork through the hole in the wall and
no, there's a snake that comes up. Maybe that's a different movie. But there's a snake that comes up through the toilet in a movie, and I think it's an '80s movie. Now that I'm
the only
it
snake
out.
In Porky's
talking it out,
He puts his dork through the girl's shower and the gym
like
teacher.
Like a glory hole.
Yeah, gym teacher comes over and grabs it.
Gross.
And, yeah, I know. No, but think about all the people you've known in your life, as we're all adults here. Some more than others. I think I'm the oldest and the most childish. But think of all the people you've known that over the years that if they'd been alive in today's culture, how they could have been helped with the attitude that we have nowadays toward mental health and the attitude that exists about everything, sexual orientation and mental health and
And you think how some people it was a quick switch to go from you're crazy, you go here, not try to get you help on the way to there and keep you from getting in the nut house, whatever you want to call it, some sort of mental institution.
Well, I think the Kennedys have a famous one of the daughters is like in an institution.
And they institutionalized her early.
Because it looked bad on them.
On them, exactly.
So don't shame us. We're going to put you there.
But also, that was how you treated it back then. Yeah. Like it wasn't – like you didn't keep your child with you. There's just there are a lot of people did that.
Have I told you guys this? That my mom, one of the biggest days of her adult life was the day that she got dentures. Mm. And she actually had all of her teeth pulled.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Yeah. And didn't she, really necessarily need dentures?
I think she probably needed a cavity filled, maybe two or three. And I'm not exaggerating this.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove to Springfield, which was like 20 miles from London.
How old was she?
Well, as I look back, she couldn't have been, because I was 10 or 12 at the time, so she was 30, around 30.
Hmm.
All pulled out, uppers and lowers, dentures, and she couldn't have been happier about it.
Because why?
Because she had brand new white teeth. Ain't they pretty, she'd say all the
I'm
time.
I'm sure they were pretty.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you don't have to brush anymore? You just take them out?
You just got that.
You don't have to brush your teeth when you have dentures?
No. I think you got to brush them.
No, Efferdent or whatever.
You just drop them in the water.
You soak them in the water.
What are they made of?
I'd still brush them.
Elephant tusk?
Elephant tusk, most talk to your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dad. That's what we need. Let's get Papa Vibs on and talk about the exciting world of dentures.
Dentures. Is dentures fall in a dentist category?
Dentures were invented in 1861. Yeah, I think so. I think he's made. I think he does the impression for dentures, and then he sends them off.
No. First of all, I want to be clear. I impressions. Don't do impressions.
Yeah.
I impressions. I mean, I think you tell any kid from. I don't know what the time frame was, but it was the worst thing.
Oh, yeah. Breathe through your nose.
Breathe through your nose.
Impossible.
Fuck that, you. You breathe through your nose.
Tastes like chalk.
It was terrible.
Young Jess.
Little Jesse.
Tonight on Young Jess, she visits the dentist.
In spite of all her awards.
Honey, breathe through your nose. You fucking breathe through your nose.
It was so awful.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even that. It was that your mouth was as full as it could be of stuff.
Stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how fast that stuff hardens now? It's amazing. I mean, I had done this year, and it was just.
You had to have impressions?
Something. I forget.
What? Did you get a retainer? Did you lose your retainer? Did you leave it on the lunch tray? What happened?
Bogart. What's the...
Huh?
You know how to whistle. Just put your lips together and blow.
No?
That's the only impression I do.
I can do this. I do this little noise. Just, mm-hmm. You know. If I want a kid's attention, they know if they hear that to kind of mm-hmm. look my way. Even if it's just in a crowded room.
Oh,
shit,
yeah.
Shit's
and it's usually
get real.
Not. No, it's not necessarily they're in trouble, all but right. It's like I'm trying to get their attention to show them something,
right?
Slyly,
yeah.
But well, it's just a little.
I don't think
I have. I have mine's. That's it, though.
But it's a straight up whistle.
Yeah, it's just a. I mean, I can't whistle that loud, but it's a. That's it. Oh.
I scream her name across a crowded store.
Oh
if that's
my god,
her favorite
he does
thing.
Every time, and not even my name, my maiden name.
Hey!
Is it Jessica?
No, it's Jesse.
Jesse! Is that Jesse?
Yeah, that's what he does. But I did that to Max. We were at the grocery store early in the morning yesterday, and he got his sister a balloon because she didn't feel good, so he's being nice. And we lost the bottom of the balloon. It was one of those stick balloons.
Okay, well, did he get her a balloon, or was it your idea to get her a balloon?
I said, wouldn't it be nice if you got your sister something, jackass?
Thought, yeah.
So, but he did. He chose the flowers and everything, and... I chose the balloon because he chose an ugly balloon. But the stick fell off the balloon.
So,
and so
basically
I started...
he was just with you at the store. Okay.
No, he chose the flowers.
I'm with Chick on this
but
one.
But I was holding the balloon on the stick and it was a monkey face. And I was like, Max, I found it! And I was just yelling, running through the store. And I got to him and he goes, you're going to have to do a lot better to embarrass me. And I was like, challenge accepted.
No doubt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good luck.
What's wrong with your dog? She's a nut job today.
Well, I think we've summoned all the celebrity ghosts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think all that many people have died this year.
Yes,
they
have.
I submit that I think everybody, the older they get, you're just more like 151.
You're more likely to die.
You're more likely to die, so it becomes top of mind now, more.
Someone tweeted something the other day that said more celebrities have died this year.
And yeah. I would say significant celebrity.
Significant.
At that, too.
Celebrities.
So
now, define significant.
I read a thing where it said, 2016, if you take Betty White.
Yeah. You son
yeah,
of
yeah.
Well, I mean, have we heard about her lately? I mean.
I don't know.
Are we on? Is there?
She's got a lot of funerals to go to. Oh,
you know that. That package is ready at all the networks for Betty White.
Oh, it's
you know
been that. Ready yeah. for years.
Thank you for being a friend. Dun, dun, do you think that's how it opened?
I heard that she died like 5 years ago, but Black Magic is keeping her body going.
Oh, Craig Sager. We forgot Craig Sager.
Oh, yeah. No.
Who's that guy? It was Dr. Bombay on Bewitched. Who is that guy?
Like the fuck we would know.
Well, don't you watch Nick at Night?
I did watch Nick at... Oh. Who sang this?
Which time?
TV Toonsters. I don't know.
Andrew Gold wrote it and sang it.
Are you being serious? Oh, yeah. My gosh. You're so weird.
Andrew Gold wrote it and sang it. Fabulous. He was a guitarist for Linda Ronstadt. Ron Glass from
Barney.
You guys
play this at my funeral?
Hey, and by the way,
Leon
Betty White.
Russell.
Betty White has not died. I know. It feels like we're... Oh. She has not.
Nora, Betty White. Are you fucking with me?
Dead at 119. It's Betty White. Okay, should I just start? Stephen Hill from Mission Impossible died. I'm just going to start blurting out who I think these people are.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, John Saunders.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So you just have, you don't have the names, you just have the pictures.
I just have the pictures. I'm just scrolling through the pictures.
Wow, that's weird.
How useful is that?
So I blurt out. Sorry. I beg you. Pat Summitt, Buddy Ryan.
Mike Ditka. Oh, Buddy Ryan. I just saw the Bears sweater.
Suck my dick. Okay,
sorry. And the dog's on the table.
This is why we don't let the dog in the studio.
I can't
Jeffrey.
Help it.
I say you put her in one of the dog's cages.
No, she won't stay in a cage, will she?
Nora.
What are you doing?
If you take a dump on this table, she's wagging it.
Don't okay. shit on that.
Right.
She's not going to. I did it. It's
fine. Are you going to put her in the crate? She won't stay in the crate.
She'll stay in the crate.
She'll stay in the crate.
She'll just bark until we let her out.
No, she won't bark if she's in the crate.
Are you serious?
Oh, look, she goes again.
I'm telling you.
She goes again.
I'm telling you.
She's
or maybe
a wuss.
She
does this at your hallway in your house.
Maybe she knows her friends are outside.
Maybe. She's trying to rescue them. Mm-hmm. I think that's what she's like. I'll break out of here, and then I'll come get you. I'll come back for you.
Tell them about us. Tell them we were here.
Punch him in the shoulder, and then come get
How
us.
How is she getting out? Do we know?
We don't know. I put a log. I saw that.
I was thrown away.
Always bark at the Indian?
No, after a while, she forgets.
She can't see the Indian, and the Indian's in the bar.
Oh, okay.
I was throwing trash out yesterday.
She's barking at somebody.
I purposely came back in through the house to take it up instead of going through the gate because I didn't want to move the log that we had jury-rigged up there.
Right.
So she must be getting out somewhere else then.
She's getting out somewhere
else.
Back,
you guys,
back corner?
I think that they helped her dig a hole under the house.
Just big enough for her.
Don't
say that.
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, first of all, Monkey's not smart enough to carry out.
We
got to
get this hole ready for Nora.
Monkey doesn't have shit to do with this project.
Monkey's just the muscle.
I know. Just be the decoy. Just stand there. Look pretty.
Curl your hair and be pretty.
Oh, now my microphone smells like dog breath.
Does she lick your microphone?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's... Oh. Nope, that's me. Never mind.
Have you heard breathing? Oh, boy, that smells bad.
My Aunt Rosie told me a long time ago, if you want to know what your breath smells like, lick the back of your hand, blow on it, let it dry, and then smell it. That's what your breath smells like.
Thanks.
Dr. Pepper, here we come.
It'll be way worse.
So what's the most...
I just drank Dr. Pepper.
Did you let it dry?
Yeah, you got to let it dry.
Other than giving birth,
uh-huh.
What's the most complicated surgery that anybody here has been undergoing?
Oh, complicated? I don't have any. I have a
foot fungus. That's what it sounded like.
I have a foot fungus. I had an athlete's foot removed. No, I had
very evasive.
I have a fake eardrum in my right ear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got about 30% of my hearing in that ear.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I have a huge scar. Where they removed skin and graft an eardrum, and that's what's in my ear.
I wonder if they could do that with stem cells now.
Oh, I bet they could, easy.
And be pretty
I remember I was in eighth grade when it happened, and it was like a comically large, like it was just off the side of my head.
Like a dog wearing a cone?
Uh-huh, and someone yelled for me in the house, and I turned around, and I
knocked something over.
And it caught on the doorway, like that part. Yeah, just hit and smacked it. It was funny.
Was that from Lakewater?
Later they said it was years of untreated ear infections from Lakewater. But the same way with my dad.
Don't chew that rug.
My dad's
hey!
She's got a bone.
Oh,
My dad is deaf in one ear from his.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, this is the most painful.
My eardrum just ruptured.
Was it painful? Was it painful?
It had was to very be. Painful. Yeah. I remember my dad like just laying there and rubbing oil on my ear, like just trying to, and I was just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. Which I'm curious to know because neither of my kids, 13 and 11, have ever had an ear infection. And I had
amazing.
I had tubes four times before they replaced that eardrum.
Well, let's see. I think Jenny.
They've also never been in a lake, so there you go.
I don't think Jenny ever had an ear infection. Yeah. I know both Griffin and Ellie did, and they went off the chart with them. Mm-hmm. I think they both had tubes multiple times. And
yeah.
I remember finding one of the tubes in Ellie's bed.
A little blue.
One morning,
tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is the most painful thing I've ever been through.
And oh, okay. Mind, sorry. Yeah.
What even is, ripping you, open your chest.
Keeping in mind. Keeping
your entire
in mind,
chest.
I'm telling you.
Your abdomen ripped open.
Like a blooming onion that go open. Yeah. And they yank the chest tubes out. That's close when they take the chest tubes out.
Oh, God. Have you ever had a catheter?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that feel?
Not good.
I don't.
Have you?
No.
No?
God,
Jeffy,
no.
No catheter?
No catheter.
Putting
never
one
surgery.
In putting one in is nothing compared to taking it out.
Yeah. Ooh,
they go, okay, I'm going to do this on three. One, two, and then yank it. I thought you said three. What about you, Vibbert? Nothing? You
no
haven't
surgeries.
Had any surgeries?
No surgeries.
You're
no.
all original equipment?
Yep.
Never had any surgeries?
A couple broken bones, but no surgeries.
I've never broke a bone.
Never. I've never broke a bone either.
Mm-mm, never broke a bone.
The leaf.
That's a leaf.
Hey, it's poisonous, right?
Calm down there, tyrant. We got it under control.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, sorry. I just said that. My dad used to say that all the time. We'd be like, God, why are you so... I'm such a fucking tyrant. That's what
Where's
he
my parade?
He wouldn't say fuck. I'm sorry. He didn't. He actually didn't
my
say
first,
I'm such a
My
tyrant.
First ACL surgery was pretty awful.
Like, how many have you had?
I've had four total.
Oh, my God.
This See, but
four.
Isn't it... I mean,
the first one was terrible. I have pictures of it. Once I unwrapped it, it is nasty.
He asked me if the... Because most likely once you have one, you're going to have the other shoulder done.
Okay.
And
I
don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, this isn't – obviously, it's only been not even 2 weeks
My dad had
yet.
Both shoulders done and
At the
both,
same time, right?
No. Within weeks of each other, though, too, and both carpal tunnel surgeries on both arms, too.
Oh, you know,
both
I had that. Wrist. The little lump in your wrist?
That's called a ganglion cyst.
Have you ever had one?
I've had a couple of those.
I don't
yes.
think that's that doesn't directly correlate with.
Correct.
Yeah, that doesn't directly correlate with carpal tunnel.
I was trying to figure out how it would affect me.
Oh, okay. You go ahead then. We'll just listen.
So I noticed it and it was hurting my wrist and it was like a big lump. And then I started hitting it. Honest to God.
You guys, here's the thing. His shoulder stopped hurting for a little bit. So he's like, what can we fuck with now?
I need to feel pain.
Ganglion. I cut the feel.
No, seriously. Feel? Did it go away?
Yeah.
Like, did you wear it out?
And then I read like 90% of them go away.
Yep.
And honest to God, one of the cures for them is you take a book.
Stop it.
You guys
let him
are,
talk.
You guys
let him talk.
Say the bullshit.
What book? Harry Potter.
No.
Dumbass.
I was going to say the Bible.
Prisoner of Azkaban. And you hit it as hard as you can, and then it goes away. I'm not.
This is like one of those things where
I've heard that too.
Where they put glue on the back of the coin and stick it on your head and you keep smacking your head.
Chick, I had one that was more internal. It wasn't on the surface. Mine was more internal. And they did the old cortisone shot in the wrist thing and killed it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to wear a splint for like 6 weeks.
Mine you could only see, and this is funny, I learned this.
If you wore 3D glasses.
Yeah, if you wore 3D glasses. But I had a big one on this one, and I noticed, here's how I found out that I had one. You can still see that one, because if I push down.
Uh-huh.
But it was from lifting girls up and cheerleading, and I was what is that?
Were you
and
a
you
base?
Would only, I was a
You were a base?
Have you seen me?
Damn right you're a base.
I was definitely not a flyer.
Damn! She's a base!
But if you put pressure on my... Try on cheerleading.
I know. Okay. I know.
But if you push down on my wrist, you can see it. It'll pop out. But that's it. I was an alto in choir, though.
And you won awards
I
for
did.
Your singing.
I won
that we found out about.
Award.
I've been playing my bass.
Boring.
What's that song? Dunn plays bass. Dunn plays tenor.
Oh, yeah. Little brother would grown wide in there in the sky.
Circle. Well, the circle.
The circle will be unbroken.
Yeah, that's unbroken.
And we're right back to death.
By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a end of year side of the death. Family where we sing that at the family reunion every year.
Why do I remember things so out of sequence?
I don't know, but let's go. What
no,
is it?
But it's like these deaths, it seems like, and it, there's no rhyme or reason. It's like, oh, man, that must have been 5 or 6 years ago, and it was like 8 months ago, you know?
I think
or longer or shorter. There's no strict formula for how I remember things, misremember things.
You don't misremember things, but your concept of time is really...
This sounds insulting.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's actually a coping mechanism for aging when you feel like, no, this isn't insulting because I do it all the time too. I'll be like, that was last week. No, actually, that was 3 years ago. You know, stuff like that.
Well, and Chick was kind of in tune with death. Remember about 6 months ago, he was real like, he could see some death things. I don't know. I think
no.
You, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's it, you,
maybe
every
I just
Christmas.
Told you about that, and maybe I didn't.
No, no, on the podcast.
Talk about that
you
on
were,
the podcast,
no,
really.
Didn't.
Okay.
We've been to 9 Christmases.
That's nuts.
We've been to 9 Christmases, and every Christmas I've been to so far, we've talked about death.
Death.
And discussing who's not going to be there next year.
We'll wait till the break, by the way.
So I feel like it's me that's not going to be there.
Well, we talked about fabulous, luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch to start things off here on the Chick McGee Show. So what do you need with to go with your sheets?
I need a mattress to put them on.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
What do you want, a metal or a chest to pin it on? Helix Sleep, friends. You're unique. You don't walk like everyone else. You don't talk like everyone else. You don't remember things in sequence. You're different. Not different like Jess. There's only one Jess, but I think everybody sleeps in a different way. So why do you think they... You can't go to a store and just pick a mattress out that's meant for everybody else. You're different. You're unique. Am I right, Jason?
Absolutely.
You're darn right. Go to helixsleep.com. Answer a few simple questions. They'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms that I helped them develop. The world's leading ergonomics biomechanics experts. That's... If I were going to do like a paper on some scientific method, it would be on sleeping, I think. I could really get it.
Oh, yeah.
The result is the most comfortable mattress you've ever put your body on. That's Helix Sleep. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. And, oh, here's the best part. What you do is you go in and you answer some questions at helixsleep.com, answer questions, and they send you a mattress. And you have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund. No questions asked. Just go to helixsleep.com/podcast and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/podcast, helixsleep.com/podcast. We're going to get Jess hooked up with one of these mattresses and some of these sheets. And we'll be back with more of the Chick McGee Show as the year-end wrap-up, the year-end review continues. Didn't the Carter family write this?
Nitty Gritty Band is the one playing
saying it.
That's right now, but the Carters originally.
I think Carters, yeah. The Carter family wrote this.
That didn't come
for
up.
Sure.
Okay. Like Vince Carter, he played basketball.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter was there.
Jimmy.
Nick Carter. Jimmy Carter. They're all related. This is the year-end Chick McGee Show. We'll be right back with part two on Podcast One.
Ah, Mr. Jar Jar Binks!
Die!
Oh, you're the worst!
That was one of my better tweets. I don't tweet much, but
right.
The bay leaf is the Jar Jar Binks of soup ingredients or something.
I love my bay leaf.
Bay leaves are stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. What it at this
hello.
Oh,
speaking of Star Wars, did you see the Adam Driver profile?
Yes,
on,
I did
Sunday
see
morning?
That.
That was pretty
really,
funny.
It was really
oh,
cool.
Oh, no, no, I just
oh,
saw the picture.
I
just saw
the
picture.
Picture.
That was Photoshopped. That
oh, you
that you laughed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, with the happy holidays from the Solo family.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. That was pretty good. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. It's the year-end wrap-up.
Didn't he go to IU?
Adam Driver?
Adam Driver went to IU, I believe.
I think so.
I think that was Anakin Skywalker.
No, he grew up
he went to...
he grew up in Mishawaka.
Michigan State. What?
He grew up in Mishawaka.
The little Anakin kid went to a park tutor.
Right.
Yes.
What?
He did?
Yeah, that's right. Sam, that's right. That's right. What's his name?
What is his name? He's real bitter about the whole thing, though.
Oh, why? Luke Stevenson. That's right. I don't know.
That dude's 10 years younger than me.
I heard he's in prison for life, knocking off a bag.
I heard he shanked a guy over a dog. That's what I heard.
Yeah? Uh-oh.
2016 in the record books, kids.
She almost. Gone. She gone.
I feel like we're going to have one more.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yeah.
Just to give the internet some more.
We got 4 or 5 days left. Hell. Yeah. And January 1st is on a Sunday, which throws everything off. None of the...
No, it's perfect.
None of the...
First day of the year, the first day of the week. It's how it's supposed to be.
Well, yeah, but the bowl games, the parades, they don't do it. They move everything to Monday.
Yes, the football. Yeah. You know?
Time out.
Football.
Time out.
Yeah, go.
You think the first day of the week is Sunday?
It is.
No, it is the first day of the week, Sunday.
I hate that. Monday.
No, it's Sunday.
Technically, Sunday is the first
day of the week. I know, but I don't like it. I think it's Monday.
Jason has
the first day of the work week
on Adam Driver.
Adam Driver was in the Marines, actually.
Yep. I did know that.
Yep.
After leaving the Marines, because I believe he was discharged.
AWOL.
He
attended University of Indianapolis for a year.
That's
where my sister.
So he was here.
No kidding.
No, I said Indiana, but I was wrong. But it was U of Indy.
That's where Caitlin went.
Yes.
Where's that? Jaguar?
And my sister. My sister.
Town Pound.
Greyhounds? What are they?
Yeah, the Greyhounds.
Pound, what?
Pound, baby.
Pound puppies?
Yes.
Did you guys have pound puppies?
Hush puppies.
Yes. My sister did, yes.
You had pound puppies? Pound puppy?
We had pound puppies.
My sister's kindergarten Rainbow picture Bright. with her school, and this made her so angry.
Uh-huh.
Her goofy little smile looked just like a pound puppy smile.
Aww.
And I showed her, and look, your smile looks just like a pound puppy.
Like her
and
lip was stuck under.
She just had this this goofy little grin.
I don't remember that they
she
had
was
a pound
not
puppy grin.
Happy.
Do they have a specific pound puppy grin?
Pound puppy.
Gosh, I would have never
pulled
that out.
My puppy and might be
my puppy and me. That's right,
no.
My puppy and me. Pound puppy,
or maybe it's Cabbage Patch.
Pound puppy.
Pound puppy.
What about?
I love the look.
Jason, I think Jason's the only one that's going to remember this. Garbage Pail Kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little bit.
Well, no, those were collector's cards, right?
They're so gross.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We love those things.
Real gross ones.
You know what else?
We were Trailer Park Kids. Puppies.
Whoa! That was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Pound puppies. Yeah, that was a cartoon.
I didn't know that.
Sure.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. That's not on CISO because CISO is a comedy clearinghouse for everything comedy.
The dogs are barking.
Is this the Pound Puppy?
Yeah, this is the cartoon
theme song.
Yeah.
Today on Pound Puppies, a very special visit from the veterinarian.
It's just a whistle.
This isn't it. The commercials,
that's
we were seeing.
Terrible. That was dumb.
Were they sought after and prized like the Cabbage Patch Kids?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's Pound Puppies. We did.
You can bring her in here. She's not going to stop.
Rainbow Bright. We had some Rainbow Bright stuff.
It's the Pound Puppies.
See, I was pretty close.
You were. That's
it's the Pound Puppies. It's time to pound your puppy.
Here's Cooler.
What?
Whopper. Nose Marie.
Showing all these different
Bright
puppies.
Eyes.
Nose Marie.
And Fowler.
Do you get that, Nose Marie?
Rosemary?
Rosemary?
Yeah.
They really like their little recorders.
From the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No, I mean, I guess.
Rosemary? Look at... You know what? You need a little bag and you need to start talking like this. Hello, yes, this is my dog. I take my dog with me wherever.
Do you not
I
have a dog backpack?
I need to get one of those. What are those? Baby Bjorns?
Yeah.
That go on your front.
What's that, a muzzle? Is that a muzzle? Is that what they call it? A muzzle?
Would she?
No.
Would she hang out with you like that?
Oh, I bet she would.
There we go.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, that's not it either.
See, that's not on CISO.
Because it's not Pound Puppy.
Because
we were singing the theme to My Buddy.
Pound.
My Buddy. My Buddy.
I totally got roped into that. I think you're right.
We all were singing the same thing.
That is
my buddy. Didn't they have a my buddy for a boy and my buddy for a girl? Right?
Didn't we do this before? Yeah, we did this like 2 months ago.
We didn't mix them up, but for everybody that's been yelling at their
podcast, this is the last one.
Idiots. I love it when we get tweets after we do the podcast. Yes, I was yelling to my radio for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Here's one thing you won't yell about is CISO. That's right. If you go to CISO.com, it's the ad-free streaming service that brings you hilarious original series, handpicked classics, weeks of stand-up specials, and more. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, any place. That's CISO. For instance, me chick, what's available on CISO? Well, how about every episode of Saturday Night Live?
That's crazy.
Including the new episodes the day after they air. How about David Pumpkins? It's featured.
David S. Pumpkins.
It's featured on CISO. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's the CISO website. Seth Meyers, the day after it airs. Jimmy Fallon, late nights. New classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, Saved by the Bell, even though I would argue how funny that is. It's available on CISO. And British comedies, too, like The Original Office with Ricky Gervais. The Monty Python catalog for you Pythonites. The It Crowd, Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge. It's all available on CISO. CISO's ad-free and just $3.99 a month. That's less than you paid for that latte or artisan cold brewed coffee you're holding right now. Did I just blow your mind? And right now, fans of the Chick McGee Show, you try CISO free for 2 months when you use the promo code podcast1 at checkout. It's just that simple. Just go to CISO, CISO.com right now. Sign up for 2 months free with the promo code podcast1 at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code podcast1. That's how you tell them you love the Chick McGee Show. Thank you very much. Welcome back to part two of the year-end wrap-up. 2016, we hardly knew ye. It's all over. As my dad would say, it's all over but the shouting. Here we go.
Can I ask, has anyone been watching Jimmy Fallon now or recently? Mm-hmm. Or?
Somebody tweeted, and I don't know who it was, when did the late-night talk show turn into a 8-year-old birthday party? It's like they're like blowing out their ice teaspoons with water back and forth and crap like that.
I tell you what, though, it definitely has a Letterman type feel, though, to me. Even the production of the
that's a bold statement.
No, you look at the production of the little intros to little different segments they do. Yes, it's more childish,
I think,
and immature.
Jimmy Fallon is,
but it's very Letterman-esque.
That you need to say in your opinion.
If you, but first,
in my opinion, okay. That's what I'm saying. First, if I'm crazy or if anyone else agrees with me,
first split second, think of the last Fallon that you watched, and then think about if Letterman was doing what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be different, but they could both be easily doing the same show.
Yeah, it might be the same type of content, same type of gag. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dave's would be better.
I would give Letterman a wider berth. That's true.
No, absolutely.
That's true. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, who else is dead, chick?
We were talking about Jason and I watched a documentary called
The Minimalism.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it's just Minimalism.
Minimalism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically
on Netflix. By the way.
Concept is, and this isn't necessarily tiny house stuff, but there was a woman who
there was
did
a couple
live in a tiny
houses
house.
On there.
Oh, yeah. My kid loves the tiny. She got another tiny house book.
She did. Mm. Good.
I love the house, but it's just a little small.
It's just a little small.
They say that every episode. It's just so small. It's a tiny house.
But I think people get used to it. But it just basically talks about things you need, and I guess where you start is: do you use this item? Yes or no?
Sure.
Does this item bring you joy? Yes or no? And that's basically how you decide what you need to have in your life.
Ooh, wait. So what if you use it and it doesn't bring you joy?
But if you use it here's a good way to use it. And I heard this on a podcast today. Think of everything as a fork. Mm-hmm. You use a fork every day. You wash it. You let it dry. You dry it. You put it back where it belongs. Everything is a fork. Does that make sense? Like, unless you use it, like, so that's the thing. With the use, like, do you use this? Do you need this? Think of it as a fork.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah.
But then everything else is of a joy.
What's something that you got rid of that, you know?
Yeah, I got. I have.
Really good about this. Every year she does this.
Yeah, but this time I really went like. So for me, the hard part was is I got a KitchenAid mixer this year.
Nice.
And I've never had one, and I bake a lot, and I cook a lot, and I use it a lot. Well, I had always used my dad's Sunbeam mixer that he had had forever.
Well, you have to keep that. You can't.
No, actually, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's like an heirloom.
No, I don't.
The second you get rid of it, you don't even think about it.
You don't even think about it anymore. Exactly. I was like, when's the last time I used this thing? I kept it, so when my dad came over and went into the pantry, he was like, oh, I still got that Sunbeam mixer. Yep, sure do, Dad. Good conversation. Fuck that mixer. Get out. I got rid of that.
Can I ask you a question, though, and will you answer honestly?
I will.
Aren't you kind of raw right now where your father's concerned, yes or no?
Oh, no. Because there was a couple other things. Addie drew this picture of a Christmas tree to mom and dad. Merry Christmas. You know what I did? I wadded it up and I put it in the trash. Because I don't need it. She's going to make me another one next year, and I probably have 15 from the years before.
You know, I still have the snowman she made me a couple of years ago.
And how many – so how many items do you have that Addie's made you?
Here's the thing, and I want to make –
You have a handful.
2,000 – yeah, I need to keep – yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She's not manufacturing them like – yeah, you live at the foundry. Yeah. The factory. Yeah. No, the I need to do this in 2017, and like many things in my life, I need your guys' help. I need somebody to come here with a truck. Like I'm thinking AmVets or whatever.
I'm ready. Today, I was – yes.
I need
– I pregame the shit out of myself for your garage. I'm ready.
There are only like one or two pair – and I'm – oh, God, I gotta stick to this. No, there are one or two pair of shoes that I know that I want to keep.
That's fair.
In the garage. Honest to God.
I support
it. There's a pair of Pete Maravich replicas that I have, and there's another pair that's really silly, and I'm not going to say. But other than that, I want them – I want somebody to come and load those boxes into a truck, drive off with them, and put them to good use. I've got two closets here that it's obscene how many – how many shirts and sweatshirts and jackets and hoodies that I don't wear?
And how many are you, how many new hoodies, jackets, sweatshirts, shirts, or shoes are you expecting by the week's end?
I need to by this weekend.
Yeah,
seven. Okay. But my point is, no, I've got it down to where when I moved into this house, I got it pared down to thankfully I have one nice closet in my bedroom that I put stuff. And that stuff I'm going to keep. But everything else in all these other closets that are jacked, I mean, it's loaded to the – I need to put it in boxes and have someone take it away because I literally have not put on – I've not seen them or touched them unless it's to move them, and that's obscene.
And that's what I was going to say. I love what I'm hearing, and this is the Jason –
I know.
This is the Jason you don't like.
And I know.
And I'm talking to both of you.
I need it to happen. You're exactly right.
I love that you're getting rid of stuff. But
I need it to happen.
The key to it is not replacing it.
Oh, sure.
Not replacing
it. I get that.
This is the year of the saving Jess.
And here's the thing.
Use that money. Oh.
You use that money to get an experience out of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to focus on.
Is experiences this year. I like that. We were all gifted experiences.
Yes.
And I said that a long time ago, that it's much better to gift an experience. You guys, I spent 48 minutes unwrapping doll clothes out of the packaging today.
Oh, I believe
and
it.
And I it's, wanted to did you have, walk did you wear into gloves? Traffic. Yeah, I had a
glove. You need to.
Because I, yeah, no.
I haven't done it in years.
The first
mean, like
time
American
I did.
Girl clothes?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Like and she has.
And they had to put a store here in town, didn't
she?
They?
Has a
and they sew the
there.
Clothes into the box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. Yeah. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's obscene.
They package some stuff now.
I was so angry.
It's amazing.
Well, there's some stuff that they screw. You have to have a screwdriver to take it out of the box.
Yeah. Which is, and one of those little tiny Phillips or flatheads, like eyeglass.
Well, I got half of the family to not buy gifts this year. So I feel like maybe by next year I'll get the other half to do it too.
So what's going to happen to the economy if nobody's buying gifts?
Well, I mean, we're obviously that 90% of the people are still going to do.
Yeah, I know, but forward. I feel like this we're not trailblazers here.
Mm-mm.
I think this is happening more,
And I think there's going to be a dent in the next. In the next 4 or 5 years, if you continue to watch those Black Friday videos,
oh yeah,
oh my gosh,
that's how the minimalism. Thing
that's how
starts
it starts. Out. Yeah, that's how it starts. It opens with
Jeff. Yeah, if everyone's putting their money into an experience, the economy will be fine.
That's true.
I agree. And I think to what's the term, wedge into that? There's a good term for that because you have a great point. Anyway, I know, if you buy quality things, you buy fewer things, but the things you do get. So quality craftsmanship, I think those people.
What is the 3 for $33? Have you heard this? So you have 33 items.
Oh, yeah.
With your clothes, right? So it's
There's a lady that did that. Yeah.
So she did this. So this is 33 items in total. This is shirts, pants.
Oh my god!
Including shoes, accessories, jackets, everything.
Nope.
33 pieces.
Yeah, I'm out.
What do you mean? You've got one that you keep wearing every day.
Man, you like that Boston Collar sweatshirt.
That is true. Yeah, I do have. I have been wearing one sweatshirt for 2 weeks. No, I'm a fashion. I'm a fashion icon. I can't just not wear.
You owe it to your fans to go out there and you look like.
But
you,
this
you
woman
put
wore the same 33 pieces for 3 months. She
rotated them in and out and
changed
accessorized
things
and for 3 months. Was
well,
it? Three
you know months. What? You know what? We're very close to here, kids.
Armageddon.
No, it's a return to Festivus because, as you remember. When Frank, he asked him, Kramer said, how did you come up with Festivus?
Oh, that's right.
And Frank said, well, many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son.
Yeah.
That would be George. I reached for the last doll they had, but so did another man. As I rain blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way. And Kramer goes, what happened to the doll? It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. So there you go.
That must have been some doll.
Are we going to air our grievances?
Sure was. There'd be an airing of grievances. There would be feats of strength.
I don't have any grievances with you guys right now.
Does it have to be with each other?
Right this minute.
Does it have to be with each other?
No. Do you have a grievance to air?
I'm tired of it. When people go,
what are you tired of, Jeff?
How are you doing? Or how are you? I'm peachy. Don't say peachy. That's stupid.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
How often do you say you're fine when you're not fine?
Every time.
Every day. You know, I've started doing this.
Is there one specific person that says peachy, or have you heard it multiple
times? No, and
then
people are going to go, oh, you do something for something, go, oh, thank you much. No, it's thank you, or thank you very much, not thank you much.
That's a Janet Jackson song. Oh, no, it's I miss you much. Never mind.
Well, she probably started it.
I miss you much.
I've always said this under my breath. When
I miss you much.
When people, they go, have a nice day.
This is Janet Jackson shoulders. You guys
that's
know.
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
Paula Abdul, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yep, she sure did.
She sure did.
There you go.
With your shoulders and my hips, we could make a superstar.
That's right.
Two arms thrusting in?
Oh, yeah. Somebody, Janet Jackson, are you kidding me?
Janet Jackson, yeah, she did that.
That Janet Jackson video of her on the beach.
Oh, that's killer. That's right up there with Isaac. What is his name?
Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac video.
Yes.
Oh, very sexy.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Where was I yesterday? Oh, I went to the... I went to get ice cream last night.
This is a good one. Actually.
This is a really great song.
And the guy said, have a nice evening. And I, instead of, I always
you
say
too.
This to myself. No, I go, well, there's very little chance of that. And I said it out loud instead of to myself, like I normally do. And he goes, well, what's wrong? You know, and I didn't go into it, but...
No, that's
Jess,
Michael.
Jess gets some moves once Janet
she
says,
can
this
dance
is who talk-
like
if you guys,
tomorrow.
If you guys look at any Janet video, she's like this.
Yeah, that's good.
And then she gets the shoulders going.
You two have the similar
she's
mold.
Built exactly like Paula Abdul.
I'm telling you guys.
Yep.
It's something that only the most beautiful women have. Me, Janet,
Paul
Marilyn,
Alfred, Paula Abdul.
Cindy. Yep. We've all got the mole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford.
And another thing I'm tired of. I'm tired of doctors cutting out their address on magazines in their waiting room. I don't want to go to your office. I'm not going to try to go to your house. So quit cutting it out.
No, that's not. I see. Okay. In the defense of whoever's magazine it is.
Dr. Vibbert.
It's your father.
I know where you live, Dad. I donate magazines to the... hair salon down the street. So I cut my address out before I drop them off.
Well, I say leave it.
But I say where you're dropping those off, they know where you live anyway.
Most of them do probably. Yeah. It's only a mile away from my house.
But there's that act of
but I also don't want them to know
completely out there.
Who circled all the things they want.
Mm, yeah, okay. Mm. Jess, you retweeted the other day the JCPenney catalog from 1990.
Was that awesome?
With the boys, like three boys?
Yeah.
You know, I told you I watched this documentary, Christmas in the 60s or whatever, and they had the Sears Wish Book from 1968.
Sears.
And they showed the cover of it, and man, I remember that. I had that catalog memorized. I was 11 years old. Oh God, I love that.
I tell you guys about the creepy kid that lived two doors down that always tear out the bra section, keep it in his
fort. No, but that's smart.
I wanted to give. I have a family friend, and their son was like, they noticed he was checking out like the Kohl's ad.
Oh,
in the brassiere and
stuff. Yeah, Cole still shows the boobs.
And I so wanted to send him a like Victoria's Secret, like with his name like, on it, you know?
If you
and
like
I got
this.
Vetoed.
I didn't realize this. I'm a big fan of side boob. You guys like side boob?
Love side boob.
I love the side boob.
What's new now is under boob.
Under boob.
Oh, that's
I'm
hot.
Not aware of the under boob.
Oh, here, I'll get you a good under boob. It's like a girl with a... Hey, so imagine a girl. Listen,
right?
Are you looking at me?
Keep that sweater on.
She's... Yeah, I'm going to keep... Yeah, I'm all about the under boob today. No, she... like if a girl had a cut off... Like football jersey, and she's like,
"Oh,
whoa!
Yeah, right,
so
gotcha."
You would just see, like, gotcha. Just under the areola down.
See, now when I played football in high school,
I know this is not the same.
The half shirt we all wore half shirts that were mesh, and very hot. All of my teammates very hot.
There you go. There's some. That's a whole nother level of bottom boob.
Who's that?
Holy hell!
I don't know.
That's my new girlfriend.
That's who that is.
That's who that is.
Get some natural. Can you put in natural bottom boob?
That was natural.
Bottom boob?
Natural bottom boob.
Those are real, right?
No, there's no way
they were as big as her fucking head.
No, oh, I didn't even show you the.
I don't know if there's any reason to be that earthy about that.
All right. Natural, yeah. Whew.
Bottom.
Bottom boob, side boob.
Bottom boob.
Bottom boob, side boob.
Part of it is just a short.
I think I still like
the shirt's cut in half.
I think I still like side boob better than bottom boob.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Side boob's great.
Whale tail? Where are you on whale tail?
Love the whale tail.
Yeah. You guys aren't serious.
Oh, I'm being very serious.
Are you serious?
I've never been so serious in my life.
What?
You're talking about a thong hanging out?
Yeah.
Not like a ton, but just a little bit. Where you're like,
oh,
I see what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It's all right.
But whenever it's like...
I didn't know people still wore thongs.
What would they wear? Boy shorts?
No, I think
love boy shorts.
I think that when you outgrow a thong, you just assume people stop wearing.
Yeah, that's
them
I would say. Are you out of the thong era? Yeah. So you're like, people still do that?
I have two. Like in case of an emergency that I need.
Well,
to have
it depends
one.
On the pants you
it
wear
does
too,
depend
right?
On the pants. It also depends on how many fucks you give. Because the other day I was like,
are you giving them out?
Are they comfortable?
I have no.
Thongs
no,
aren't comfortable, right?
Not when your butt's as big as mine, they're not. But the other day I was wearing leggings and I was like, I was Caitlin and I had just enough booze on Blonde on Brunette that she goes, can I just say, I don't know if I should say this. Should
probably
we look
should.
For
Please.
An editing point?
No, no, go.
She goes, I don't mean to be weird, but your pussy looks bomb in those leggings.
Looks bomb.
Looks bomb.
Okay, well, maybe we should have made an editing
point. Yeah,
did you cover up little Nora Jones' ears
when
she said that?
You make a note of the time.
No, I'm not cutting that out.
And you know what? I told her, I said, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You're young, so you probably still shave all of that down there. I don't. So it actually makes it very like smooth and nice. You don't have to worry about seeing any like anything that you shouldn't see.
Objectionable?
It's just like, yeah. Not objectionable,
object.
But just like too much.
Too much.
You know what I mean? You don't want to see too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nora needs to hear this. She's going to be a woman.
So. Nora, no thongs.
Puppy thongs.
I did make the terrible mistake of wearing boy shorts worth leggings out in public the other day, and I was like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah. I was at the pub in the middle of the day a couple weeks ago on a snow day, and this woman had, I kid you not, you could tell behind the bar. I was like, what is wrong with her pants? She had gray, skin-tight sweatpants on, clearly not supposed to be skin-tight. And I was like, what is that outline underneath her pants?
Oh, no.
She had cut-off jean shorts, and you could see the bottom. fucking oh, no. everything. And I was like, when you're layering for the snow, like, how does that go? Yes, this is how I
should it
do
be
this.
The other
one?
I mean,
yeah. That's okay. Yeah. When you would get dressed to go play in the snow and you'd put layers, if you yeah, were wearing yeah, yeah. jeans, you'd put sweatpants under the jeans, yeah, clearly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys remember yeah. doing that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, I mean, I would always do long johns. We always yeah. had, and we always had Carhartts.
I don't know what happened to me.
I don't know
but
if it's because we lived in Hancock County.
I almost exclusively wear long underwear now. I don't know when I'm going to switch back over to regular underwear. But
oh, okay.
I always I'm
and no panties underneath the long underwear.
No, no, no. It's yeah, no, yeah. Long
is
underwear.
That how it's supposed to be?
No, you're not supposed to wear underwear on it. No, long no. underwear is for
long underwear has been revolutionized. It's no yeah. longer like
oh, it's
the waffle stuff. It's
yeah,
like
this, these are wool and not.
I'd
89%.
Like to say Target has a very nice brand of long underwear that are very soft on the inside.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
kidding.
I bought men's and I wore them as pajama bottoms and they were
oh nice
wonderful.
Explain to me the difference between leggings and like yoga pants.
Oh
well, Jason, I'm glad you asked.
I guess it just depends on.
Leggings thinner?
I feel like leggings are thinner. I feel like yoga pants. See, in yoga pants, leggings, here it is.
Are tight, right?
Leggings are tight from top to ankle.
Okay.
Yoga pants can have any cut at the bottom. They okay. can be a wider leg, a straight leg, whatever.
And they're
yoga
a little thicker.
They should be thicker unless they're Lululemon. And the guy that owns Lululemon said, well, big women shouldn't be wearing them and they wouldn't stretch them out and you wouldn't be able to see through them. So I have never owned any Lululemon, I will have you know.
What did you think about that comment?
I think he's a, I don't know.
Kind of a jerk? Or
I don't, I mean, I guess.
It's his company,
but,
he can say what he wants.
Yeah, but I think that you should maybe put that on the sign somewhere. Lululemon for skinny bitches.
I feel like he doesn't.
And that way we know.
I feel like he doesn't respect dead ass.
Dead ass, yeah.
Damn!
Clearly. No, but to be honest, when your butt is this big, it's just, and I'm on the higher end of like, I'm not quite plus size, but plus size leggings are just more comfortable. You don't see through them when you put them on. I'm being serious. Is that bad?
Wasn't this supposed to be 2016, a year in review?
I am. That's the thing. Here's the year in review. A year ago today, I would have never told you guys that I was close to plus size. I would have been uncomfortable and I would have been sad and I would have beat myself up about it. But I don't care that I have ate my weight in cheese in the last 5 days. And I have never been happier than I have been in the last 2 weeks. Like I've just been on cloud nine and I'm not going to beat myself up about what I look like anymore. Granted, I look a little homeless right now, but I'm comfortable.
You pull
with
it off, though.
I
what's
do.
That? It's not homeless.
Homeless
it's
just, chic.
You're just rugged.
Didn't that Carol Burnett, didn't she go to a homeless movie where she was some sort of bag? No, maybe that was.
Homeless to Harvard?
Oh.
Might have been homeless to Harvard.
You know what?
Might have been.
But seriously, one of my pastimes with my kids is watching the Carol Burnett infomercial. I should. I really should just bite the bullet and buy it so that we
well,
don't
no,
have
but
to
they
keep
don't,
doing
because
it.
They cram all the outtakes.
All the good
where,
stuff.
Where
yeah.
Tim Conway's laughing
oh,
at Harvey Korman.
When they're doing the elephant thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! And we've done that since they were little.
Snort.
Oh yeah.
Snort.
Oh my gosh!
That's
it's
great.
So funny.
Do you guys? Would you guys care to guess when David Bowie died? I found this incredibly shocking.
February.
I was going to say February or March.
No. It was sooner than that.
January 10th.
No way!
January 10th,
so
2016.
We're almost a year
we're
out?
We're 50 weeks away. From
that's a lie.
That's,
yeah. that's the fake
that,
That's the fake that news everybody's talking about.
I don't. Alan Rickman died on January 14th.
When did Prince
yeah.
die?
April.
Mid-April. Glenn Frey, January. Let's see.
See, I would have not have guessed he was January.
Maurice White, February 3rd.
When did he die?
Maurice White?
Prince.
Oh, I'm not up to print yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we're going to.
Here's what I think.
George Kennedy, February 28th.
Look, think a year ago today.
George Martin, March 8th.
A year ago today.
Would it have been cool to, if someone threw us in a car and drove us by this house and go, hey, you're going to be doing a podcast up in that room.
Isn't that weird?
You'd be like, what?
Nuts, right. Really?
Is yeah. there anything that you kind of had a feeling would happen that happened this year?
Only everything.
Like, that you were like, oh, yeah, I kind of felt like that was going to happen.
China died this past year. Joni Lauer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lauer. Joni Lauer.
One Night in China.
That was the name of the...
Bless yeah. her heart.
There was a lot of uncertainty
but you know what?
This year.
Yeah, when
Prince
she died...
died April 21st.
There yeah. you go. When China died, it was kind of like when that fake Marilyn Monroe girl died. Who was that?
The three names.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett
Smith. Oh, no. The gas model. She was Dorothy Maron Stratton. No, mm-hmm. That's not it.
Her daughter looks just like her. Excellent. I know. It's crazy. And her dad's name is David something. You guys
did she die in like the Bahamas or something? Somewhere
David
away?
Bowie?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did.
Yeah, she was definitely a fascination of the news cycle.
She was. Anna Nicole was it.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that's
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh,
I had to search that. I had to search.
Did she do NutriSlim?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she did because she got skinny before she died.
Right, or like,
remember she
I don't think it was the
NutriSlam. She was in one of the Naked Guns.
It was
too.
A cocaine.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. But I felt that sadness when China died as when Anna Nicole Smith died. It was just sad.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't a peaceful departure.
You wish someone would have given her help. Or
yeah,
you know
done
mean?
Something.
Yeah, years ago.
We forgot Muhammad Ali died in June.
Oh my
Jesus.
Gosh!
Yeah.
Christ Almighty, I forgot all about him. How do you do that?
But I feel like Muhammad Ali, when he passed, it was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say you wanted that for him, but it's like
he's in a better place.
Done.
Yeah.
I mean, he and Arnold Palmer,
you know,
icons. I think they're at the top of the page.
Muhammad Ali.
Before the Sonny Liston fight, there's you can look it up on YouTube. There's a reporter interviewing Cassius Clay at the time, and it's like Clay was like a time traveler. Like he is so far ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. He's talking like we do today back in the late 50s, early 60s. So you've got this, hello, ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to such and such arena.
Cartoon character,
Cassius Clay is training for this next big fight against Sonny Liston. Oh, thanks very much. We're out here with it. Oh, it's just so
everything
strange.
He said was prolific.
It's so strange how timeless that guy was. It's just amazing.
I read a book on Muhammad Ali, and everyone used to say, okay.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what that noise was.
Gene Wilder.
Was a gremlin.
Gene Wilder in August. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah.
But Muhammad Ali, he got the reputation of being a coward for not wanting to fight, and it's like, come on. But the crazy thing that I respected about him was I found out in this book if he would have gone overseas, that he would have had he would have never been to the front lines. He would have just gone to fight in like stage boxing matches, and he just basically would have been just kind of like a pawn where
sure.
He just,
right.
I don't know what, yeah. I'm right. 1.5 beers deep, and no. But yeah, he would have never fought.
No.
But he still said, hey, I'm going to turn down my championship belt and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Just because of what I believe. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dang.
He would have had a very cushy job.
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen passed away. November.
Mm-hmm. You guys, I just want to know which one of you did this to me, and I'm going to go ahead and ask. I got an email from my heart radio the other day, and it said, want more Eagles? ? And I think one of you three motherfuckers is the one who.
Glenn Frey passed away this year. That's right.
Don't you dare! No big deal.
Leon Russell, Robert Vaughn, Man from U.N.C.L.E. Remember watching Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
You really have to know where to edit. Like we really 50% of these people we don't know.
He knows them.
Is it half? Really? John Glenn, of course.
We know John Glenn.
Greg Lake.
Nope.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer. No.
Arnold, who?
Walter Swinburne, of course.
Right.
Lawyer?
I don't know.
Who's Arnold and Lake and Palmer?
Jockey.
Arnold Lake and Palmer?
Emerson Lake and Palmer? Zsa Zsa Gabor, 99. I read that she
99?
Yeah.
Damn, I bet those taters were on the floor.
Gone too soon.
I read that she had her Achilles trimmed so her feet were always in the high heel position. It made her
get it, sister.
Made it more comfortable.
Good. That would
made
be
it more comfortable to walk.
God,
is that that must be like a,
that can't
is
be.
That a, is that a real thing or mine?
Could be.
Well, you know
Achilles.
What? Marilyn Manson had his ribs removed so that
that's
he could suck his
myth.
Own thing.
That's a myth. But the crazy thing is, every kid thinks that
had his rib. Oh, you can do that. It's real.
And not only did he have it removed, of course he had it removed so he could suck his own thing. And now, you know.
If you could, you would.
George Michael died on Christmas Day. That's
That sucks.
Christmas Day?
Yeah. Christmas Day, yeah. Mm.
Bells will be ringing.
No. That's the Eagles.
If that's the Eagles?
Silent Night.
Son of a bitch.
Well, well, well.
That's an Eagles song?
Yeah.
Lame it's, sauce.
Christmas. What's the name of that?
I think
Please Come Home for Christmas.
I think
by
it's
the Eagles. It's everybody does a version of it.
Yeah, but I think that's pop, I think that's just Don Henley. Maybe.
There's a pop version.
No, that
on
was
Love
the
Actually.
There is.
Uh huh. Hmm. Actually, I don't know if that's true. I watch a lot of Christmas movies. I've watched a lot of Elf.
Oh, I have that sitting. I've been wanting to watch it. I haven't got
Buddy the
to
Elf. What's your favorite color?
The one. I'm sorry, and I love James Caan. So maybe that's part of it too. But the one where he comes in and she's like, I think, and Amy Sedaris is his secretary.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
She's
yeah.
wonderful. And she's like, I think somebody sent you a Christmas gram.
Will Ferrell standing out there
and he's like,
dressed
and,
like an
and
elf.
James Caan's like, all right, get it over with. Don't you have a song
yeah,
to say?
Get it over.
Like,
you know who he reminds me of?
I am. He goes, I just met my dad and I love you and I'm adopted. And oh, God.
And James Caan's just staring at, he yeah, reminds me of your dad.
And James Caan goes, well, that was weird. That's it. It is. It's so funny. Everybody says my dad looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I've never seen him.
Your dad?
Yeah. I've heard that so much lately because Arnold Schwarzenegger does that new
Oh, the Strike Force
app,
yeah, video
that
game?
App
yeah.
thing. I might have to try to find a side-by-side picture, but it is a little odd. They both have very square heads. Very squarish.
Let's see, he does have a square,
squarish
yeah, head. Square noggin, that's for sure. You know what's the best thing to do while you're watching
square,
Christmas movie?
It's box like.
Is to grab a treat from Nature Box, a snack on a Nature Box while you're watching. Hi, I'm Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color? Nature Box makes snacks that actually taste great and are better for you, created with high quality ingredients that are free from artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. So you can feel great about snacking. And NatureBox, I know, doesn't want to brag, so I will for them. Of all the people that make snacks, they're the only ones that will go across Jess's lips because she's all about natural ingredients and real food. And
all true.
What are you liking this week from NatureBox?
This week I am going to actually try the dried white peaches. I love peaches.
We're going to make some peaches. Moving
but for
to
you.
The country, gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Dried peaches.
Nature Box.
I know what I'm gonna pick for you though.
Oh, pick me a winner.
Salt and vinegar veggie chips.
Oh,
yep.
Extra
loves
salt.
Loves the salt and vinegar.
Extra salt. Yes, mm-hmm. And we're gonna tie Jason down.
Oh,
and
no,
force feed
so
him
and rub salt all over his body.
Rub salt all over his body.
I've
Nature
had
Box.
So much sodium.
You know, Nature Box recently made their service even better. Like that was possible. Now you can order as much as you want, as often as you want, with no minimum purchase required. And you can cancel. I don't know why you would, but you can cancel at any time. Just go to naturebox.com, check out the snack catalog. What else is on there? What else sounds good?
Let's try. There's. Did you know there's soup?
Huh?
Soup.
NatureBox has soup?
They have soup.
Jeff loves a good soup.
He loves a good bowl of soup.
Love a good soup.
Salt
good
and pepper lentil.
Yes. Mm. Love beans.
Yes. And there's an Italian pasta and bean soup.
Yes.
There you go.
Sign me up for that one.
Over 100 snacks to choose from, and they're constantly adding delicious new snacks. Choose the snacks you want, and they'll deliver them right to your door. For those of you agoraphobics and waiting, you don't have to go outside. You can just peek out and get your Nature Box. You'll never get bored. New snacks every month, and with real customer feedback. And if you've ever try a snack you don't like, Nature Box replaces it for free. No questions asked. Right now, save even more. Nature Box offering Chick McGee Show fans, 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/podcast. That's naturebox.com/podcast for 50% off your first order. One more time, naturebox.com/podcast. What was it? The vinegar? Salt and vinegar?
Veggie chips.
Veggie chips?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next week when we come back, are we going to set goals for next year?
Oh, is that what? Resolutions or?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm right now, however you want to feel like you can contact me, do it. And I need a guy with a truck and all this stuff I've got here. I need it to get it out of this new house and have it
give
serve
us
a purpose
month or two.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm still cleaning out my house.
Serve a purpose.
Serve a purpose somewhere.
I'm about to get back to this, Jess. If it's something you haven't used in 2 years, throw it out. Or is it a year?
I do it quarterly.
Quarterly?
Quarterly.
Yeah, but some things are seasonal.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I get through the season and I didn't wear that through this season and I had carried it from a year ago. Yes,
okay.
Then I'm taking it.
Gotcha.
Then I'm taking it. If I'll pull it out, but there's like a...
Pull it out!
Pull it out! But I was... And this is kind of a local Indiana tweet, but if I could, that would be helpful. I'm sorry. Addie's texting me asking me if she has to wash her hair tonight. Yes, you have to wash your hair.
Dirt wash
ball.
It.
Dirt ball.
Capital D-I-R-T-B-A-L-L. Right? Dirt ball.
But there is a organization here in Indianapolis area called the Coburn Place. And they set up completely furnished apartments for battered women who are leaving unfortunate situations. So you need to call. You need to make an appointment to set it up, but it's the Coburn Place. And they take home furnishings and kitchen supplies and decorations and couches and chairs. And
C-O-B-U-R-N?
Yes.
Okay. Stuff so, that you wouldn't think. Yeah, stuff that you would think.
Things
why,
to completely furnish.
Do?
Yeah, same things to completely furnish right. A house. And you can get on their website and you can see what they're taking and what they're in need of, because they're also in need of other things like – you know, like soap and
shampoo
and baby supplies and things like that. So that's where I'm going. Actually, Thursday I have my appointment, and I've unloaded my kitchen, and I'm taking all of my kitchen supplies there. So
that's a great
if you're
idea.
Looking for a place, yeah, you can do that. And if you have clothes to give, actually the women in this shelter get vouchers to use to buy clothes at like Goodwill and places like that. So if you do have clothes, still take those there. But yeah.
And on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
to close out 2016,
let's do
supposedly
it.
Supposedly, this is one of the top songs.
Okay.
And I'm being honest because you'll know that I probably don't care for this song.
Okay. Oh, is it Drake?
Drake. Drake or Jay Beebs?
Drake.
Drake. It's Drake.
I like your style.
That's not Drake singing, is it?
No.
Okay, I like
this.
This
is him.
He does have some severe facial hair that he seems to be able to grow overnight.
It's dark, baby.
You notice that?
Yeah. And his hair looks spray painted on.
He looks like a G.I. Joe, right?
He does.
A little bit. G.I. Joe
See,
hair.
See, you guys don't like him either.
No, I like him. I like. That's the year-end wrap-up. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends and neighbors.
It was more of a year-end death wrap-up.
Yeah.
We did talk a lot about death.
But we're ready
for
the new year, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all.
Yep.
Goals and achievements coming
goals
up next
week. Goals for motherfucking days.
That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. I'm Chick McGee, and this has been my show. It's the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Talk to you next time. Good night, everybody.
Earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The 2 Virginia State troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.